Morning.
And on an average sort of day, if someone asked you how you're feeling, you'd answer, well, what would you say if I asked you how you're feeling?
Well, I don't know. Might be several words. Punk? I was here tonight and you feel punk.
What does that mean?
Well, not good, all right.
Uh-huh. What have you felt? Well, how do you feel today?
Not too good.
Okay. Ooh. What if you, would you ever say I feel middling or pretty good or tolerable?
Medium or middling? Tolerable good?
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard people say that. Feel tolerable well.
Okay. And when you're getting older and your joints start giving you trouble, you call that?
Well, you don't call that arthritis, do you?
Okay. Anything people used to call that?
No, not that I know of. You know, I never have been in the family much where they had arthritis. It's a common complaint, arthritis here.
Mm-hmm.
But I never come in that kind of family. You see, as old as I am, I don't have. But these two girls have.
Oh, really?
In the family, you look at Pearl's hands. And you can tell it. Yes, son, it gives her trouble sometimes. And then she'll have a spasm with it and give her some medicine and get better. She has it in her knees, and when it gets too bad, she'll go up and get a shot from the doctor that helps her.
Mm.
But I never did have it.
What about a disease that, well, you don't hear much about now, but children used to die from it? They'd choke up in the night, would it?
Cold, choking queen dinner.
Or something that get blisters up inside the throat. The children would die from it. Then you'd get
sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a child's disease.
What about the disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
Well, that's jaundice.
Okay. What do people used to call that?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation, you say you've got
penicillin. Okay.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
No, it's always been
penicillin. Okay. And if you ate something that didn't agree with you, it came back up, you'd say you had to.
Nausea?
Yeah.
Nauseating.
And you had to?
Throw up.
Okay. Any other way to say throw up?
Puke.
Okay. And if someone threw up, you said he was sick?
On his stomach.
And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept going over to her house, and you said that he was
no with it?
Mm-hmm. Or if he's seen her a lot, you say he was
mad in love?
Okay. How come if you say something like courting or sparking?
Oh yeah, he's sparking each other.
Okay. And he would be called her
sweetheart?
And she
fella?
Okay. And she would be his
girl.
Okay. And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been
kissed.
Okay. Any other name for kissing?
Mm-hmm.
To say if a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she
kissed him.
Okay. And say he asked her to marry him, but she